Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Seeing things like bombs being dropped on shelters, reporters being burned alive, and people being thrown hundreds of meters into the air by massive bombs feel like a scene from a post-apocalyptic movie. It seems like the world has become numb to it and killing has become normal. I'm not sure how much talking about this will help, but this is the least we can do. Welcome to the studio of The Viewpoint, brothers and sisters, to your program from IRIB English Radio. This is the humble host, Sayyid Ali, and I am here with dear brother, Sheikh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Good to have you here, dear brother. And dear brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, good to have you here.
Wa alaikum assalam, it's a pleasure.
I have heard that Donald J. Trump, the United States president, was saying, I think it was last week, that it's a matter, it's a good real estate, like there. So they have like all those house beaches. We can build up a lot of, I don't know, luxurious houses near the beach. It would be a good opportunity for Palestinian and Israeli people. How shiny those, I don't know, complex buildings can look like. So what are your like response to these ideas?
If we go back to the history of the modern world and the superpowers in the West, if you look at to the Africa, Australia, Canada, and America, in particularly in the 20th century and the two last centuries, we see that ethnic cleansing and relocating the people, killing the people, occupying the lands.
Yeah.
These are the things that, happened. Mm-hmm. In Australia, for example, nowadays, we have no original people of Australia. In the American continent, we have no such people nowadays. That is why it seems that the same thing is going on to happen for the poor people of Palestine. And unfortunately, these powers who had this background in their history, it seems that they support. Now we should look at, we should seek some solutions to these to this problem that I think as long as the international community, particularly these Western powers, continues its unconditional support for Israel, these atrocities will persist. And that is why until the time that these powers backing Israel, the Israeli response to the Palestinians' resistance would be with extreme kind of violence. That's why the best solution is this, that the international pressure should be increased on Israel, and the Palestinians should get more and more united. And this resistance should continue, because there is no any alternative for the people of Palestine. The Muslim world should support them. These are some of the solutions that can come to our minds, that because nowadays, if you look at to the Palestinians, if you ask them that, is there any choice, any alternative for you, except for resistance, they would absolutely say that no, there's no any alternative. We have to resist.
Yeah.
As they practically did that. So that
they
is
want
why.
Their home back.
Yeah, of course, because it's their own land, their hometown. And so from religious perspective, Islamically talking, in the Holy Quran, we have many ayat, we have many traditions that al-dhulm will not be successful at the end. Finally, it is justice, it is the people of righteousness that who will succeed. That is why whenever or wherever there is oppression, we are hopeful that one day there would be an end for that oppression. But of course, the people who are under this oppression, they have no any other choice except for resistance. That's why they would resist. This is what we can predict for the future of this Palestine.
Hopefully. Thank you so much. So the next question for dear brother Muhammad, how can the Palestinian people continue to resist occupation without further endangering themselves and their communities? I guess they have done enough, and we cannot expect them to do anything, right? So either it's just a matter of as Brother Rouhani have put it a few minutes ago, we shall expect a divine aid, you know, have been like sent towards Earth, or it's up to us, or like Muslim countries maybe. So what would be your suggestion to deal with this problem?
You see, when it comes to how much can a human being endure, we have lessons. We have taken lessons from the Battle of Karbala, and there is nothing. There is no crime that could have been committed that did not happen in Karbala. Mm-hmm. They trampled horses on dead bodies. Yeah. What else can you imagine? As the Israelis are bulldozing graveyards to remove dead bodies. You know, this is not something new for the followers of Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam, and for Muslims generally, because everyone rever, the all Muslims rever the Battle of Karbala and Imam Hussein's fight for justice. Now, you have to look on the other choices that the Palestinian people have. Fight or do what? What is the other choice?
Saving your life by moving to another country, probably.
How are you going to save your life when the Israelis are, even while they were displaced, when the Israelis were giving out handouts, you know, showering those handouts from the jets to the Palestinians to move from X place to Y.
Yeah.
While they were moving, they were bombed. What guarantees do you have that now that the Palestinians are going to go out to another country, they will go in safe mode without any problems? There is no trust on them. That's number one. Number two, why should the Palestinians leave in the first place? Is it their cause is not to fight for their lives or land? They're fighting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, true.
But they're fighting for justice.
We have a bully
it's
side.
Their land.
We have a bully side fully equipped to their teeth with the weapons and bombs and everything.
Yeah, fully equipped to the teeth, but could not achieve its objectives.
True.
That's the main. You see, the main point that you have to look is who is on the winning side, not the deaths. Yes, the deaths are all. The mazloom is always going to endure the more pain. Mm-hmm. The zalim is going to always be on the upper hand. That's true. The main point of zalim and mazloom, if you look into the others. But who is going to win, the mazloom or the zalim? Mm-hmm. The one who stands and resists the objectives. You see, many people around the world, I've seen movements to move, even from the beginning of the genocide, they're trying to move the Palestinians to a better place.
Yeah.
Some have been successfully gone to Dubai, some have been successfully gone to the US from the support of the people.
Yeah.
And these people are very... they're welcoming. These people are people who feel the pain of the Palestinians. They don't want them to endure any more pain. But what is the objective? When you remove every Palestinian from Gaza, what happens? As Imam Khomeini mentions, Israel will not be content with the land that it grabs.
Yeah.
It will continue and continue and continue and continue. It's today like is cancer. Gaza. Tomorrow is West Bank. Day after tomorrow, it's already there is no tomorrow. Today itself is Syria.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be Lebanon. The next day will be Egypt. The next day will be Arabian Peninsula. The next day will be Iraq. Where are you going to keep moving these people? And ultimately, when Israel, just hypothetically speaking, conquers, to say, you know, just for, you know, theoretical purposes, these lands, when there is no more land left for the others, where are these people going to go? Go to the Mars? This is illogical. When you see the solution is to move the Palestinians from their homeland to some other people, to some other place, mm-hmm. you know that Israel has achieved its objectives, and that is to be an expansionist state, a colonial state, and to land grab as much as it can. Mm-hmm. And when you give that privilege to such an actor in this region of all Muslim surrounding, unfortunately, then basically you're giving the win to that side. And so therefore, that's not something that the Palestinians want. That is not something that the people of the region want. The Palestinians are ready. And this is not to say that we don't care about them. No, our heart bleeds every time a sound of sigh comes out the mouth of a Palestinian child. That's something that is a connection between every sane Muslim, every caring Muslim with Palestinians. Mm-hmm. And the world has awakened, and situations are changing. Now, keep in mind the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that this world, and this was a promise, by the way, ironically speaking, to the children of Israel, that this world will be inherited by
those who are oppressed,
those who are the salihun, those who are the well-wishers of this world. And on the other side, you're talking about the pain of the Palestinians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, do you think that you will go to the heaven when you have not been tested as the previous ummah and the previous nations have been tested?
Yeah.
مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. There are so many calamities that came after calamities on those. Until the prophets, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who were with the messenger, those who were side in the side of the iman, they started to shout, "Mata nasrullah? Where is the victory of Allah that Allah has promised? Where is the wa'adullah? Where is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" You see, I always picture this as climbing up the tree. As the supreme leader, he always uses this when it comes to, you know, using the analogy of the Islamic Republic and achieving its objectives. You see, it's like climbing a mountain. When you are closer to the peak of the mountain, it's more difficult because the gravity pulls you down. You're more tired. You keep saying, "I'm going to reach now. I'm going to reach now," but you're not reaching because of that tiredness. Mm-hmm. So we are in that state. We are saying, "Mata nasrullah? Where is actually the victory of Allah that Allah has promised?"
Thank you.
That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Just a little bit more, you'll reach the peak." Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. It's very close. It's closer than you think.
Okay.
And I think we are in that stage right now.
Dear brother Rouhani, what is the role of Arab nations and Muslim community to, you know, put an end to this, the most tragic event of our time?
Of course, Muslims, based on the Quranic teachings and the seerah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the caliphs and successors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the duty of the true Muslim to support the oppressed people against the oppressors. That is why, Islamically talking, it is quite clear for all Muslims that since the poor Muslims of Palestine, they are the brothers of these people, they must try their best in whatever way is possible for them to support these people, try their best to put an end to this tragic and horrific kind of tragedy and genocide going on in Palestine. That is why I think everyone who is Muslim, he knows best their responsibilities. There's no need to explain for them. But the point is that the governments and the rulers of the Islamic states, they should also understand their Islamically responsibilities, their religious duties. And the problem is with these rulers sometimes, because the public, the people may understand, may be ready to support these people. The problem goes with some of the governors, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you so much, dear brother Rouhani. As we are having this conversation, I don't know how many more men, women, and children are losing their lives, but the silence of those countries that could do something and choose not to is sickening. Something must change. Thank you for listening. Till another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
يقولها شفعة أنا لها أنا.